Proclamation number 7595 of 6th of May, 1960. Release of spiritual substances through destruction. Just let yourselves be guided by me and you'll take the paths which are successful for you as well as for your fellow human beings, for the souls which allow relief work to be done on them. And I truly place my servants in the right place, in the place where they can work successfully for me and my kingdom. But the work I require of them is also very different because my servants' abilities are different and because each one should work where his ability is needed for service to me. A great work of redemption is underway and the whole universe is affected by it. For all spiritual beings sense the coming change and adjust themselves to it. The evil spirit rages with increased strength, that is, its evil will intensifies and seeks to cause harm wherever it can, but the good spirit is also constantly active to weaken this work. And I support what strives to carry out my will, both on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. Mature and immature spiritual substances fight against each other, and the battle is also evident on earth, yet it always ends victoriously where Roman I, as the commander of the army, can assist my own. And this spiritual battle is also felt by people who strive spiritually themselves and tap into the good forces, for the currents find influence everywhere where I myself am the aim of a person's striving. And the end casts its shadow ahead. Destructions will take place which no one thought possible before but which are nevertheless spatially limited. Before the total transformation of the earth will take place. For the enemy of souls seeks to liberate spiritual substances through material destruction in order to gain them for himself, as he believes, and he uses people for this purpose, since any destruction of matter is impossible for him himself. But the liberated spiritual does not come under his control but is bound again in form. But the destructions will take place and bring much misery upon people. And this is to happen for the sake of the many bound spirits, which will still experience a change of their outer form before the end and can then already be conceived into lighter forms on the new earth. But people are also to be roused from their sleep of death, which will only ever be brought about by events which are unusual in their nature and extent. People themselves contribute much to destroying works of creation and thereby release countless spiritual substances from their bondage, but they don't consider that these still have to leave their form immaturely and that they don't exert a good influence as long as they are free. That people will therefore feel oppressed and not recognize the cause of their restlessness. And they would have to suffer far more under their influence if I did not soon want to bind this spiritual again in new forms. This destructive work comes from my adversary who knows how to take advantage of people's greed for matter and causes them to carry out such works of destruction in order to release the spiritual substances bound in it. But he gains nothing in the process but loses far more, because the human being in his urge to build up contributes to the new deformation of this spiritual substance again, albeit in a purely material sense. You who want to serve me should know about all these processes, and you should do nothing more than try to lead your fellow human beings from the purely material path onto the spiritual path, which requires much effort and work from you but will always be a blessed beginning, no matter in which way you accomplish this task. The work you do for me and my kingdom will be according to your ability, but the fact that you want to do it already earns you my blessing, and with my strength you will also be able to do it. And all beings of light will support you because they, too, carry out redemptive work in the universe and will always be active where the help is needed. Amen.